bitch. I'm a bad bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. Can't get off the bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Nah, you know I'm that bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. I am that bitch.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to That Bitch Podcast. I hope your past week and a half has been great or good at least. Mine has been okay, I guess you could say. I haven't done a whole lot. I'm still on a leave from work because mental health stuff still. Woohoo. So yeah. What did I even do this past week and a half? Honestly, let's see. Well, I don't know if I've told you guys on the podcast yet that I'm in pole dancing classes or lessons or whatever. And it's pretty fun. It's a very intense workout, to say the least. We're going to make a drink here as well. I already put some, it's called Lemon Life. It's a hard seltzer. It's lemonade and strawberry flavored. And I'm mixing it with cranberry ginger ale. So let's end it up in this bitch. Yeah. So I've been taking pole dancing lessons. Am I going to be a pole dancer? Who fucking knows? I know you can make good money doing that, but there's nowhere to do that in Regina. Anyways, yeah, it's intense. It's a serious workout, and I usually come home covered in bruises because you like either hit the pole so much, you're holding it so tightly around your legs or in between your legs, and it causes a bruise. So yeah, a little bit covered in bruises. I feel like I'm doing really good. I actually really enjoy it. And I will probably go on to the next round of lessons because I'm only in beginner. So I think the next one is like pre-advanced, and then it's advanced, and then it's like pre-something else, and then something else. Yeah, and I bought myself a pole for home. So it's one that I can actually take around. It's portable. You like adjust it to the roof and the floor, and there's no screws or anything to have to put in the roof or the floor. So I can take it wherever I want. Cheers, bitches. And happy Wednesday. I'm in my basement here podcasting, and I have my dog, my dad's dog, running around in circles, as you can hear in the background. And my camera is currently my computer webcam because I forgot to charge my professional camera. Good job on my end, but whatever. What else can I update you guys on? Let's see. I guess I don't really have much of anything. I did get asked to go on a different podcast. It's called The After Party, I believe. Let me see. The podcast. Yeah, it's called The After Party Podcast. I'll end up going on. Yeah, so that'll be fun. I'm not really sure what we're going to talk about, but who knows? I don't even know what their podcast is about. Yeah, so I decided on today's episode, we are going to hurt my feelings a little bit. Yeah, so that's going to be fun. Late last night, I thought to myself, I'm like, you know what would be a good topic? Social media creeping your exes. So we are going to do this live. I'm going to react to it while I'm looking at it on my phone. So I gave my dog shit because they keep barking and I'm trying to fucking podcast. As I was saying, I am going to social media creep my exes and hurt my feelings a little bit. I know one of my exes, I think I talked to like a month or two ago, and I found out he was engaged or is engaged to get married. So let's see. Everybody does it. Nobody wants to admit it, but we all social media creep people. It could be our exes. It could be our exes. Siblings or cousins or parents, or you're just social media creeping anyone, really. It's a natural thing. It's like, I guess it's kind of stalkery-ish because that's really what you're doing. You're like stalking your ex or you're stalking someone. I mean, when you want to try and figure out about someone that you're on a dating app or you met them someplace out and you're like, okay, now I gotta find them on social media, see what they're about. So it's kind of like normalized now, I feel like. But yeah, so this episode is going to be about that. So let's see. Let's go and creep one of my ex's Facebooks. Let's Facebook creep this one. This guy I went to high school with. We only did it for like a month. But we are like best friends. And then we dated. People always say, oh, date your best friend. You're going to be best friends. for me, it was awkward as shit dating my best friend. So, not gonna do that again. Yeah, it was like, I think just kissing, the chemistry was just not really there in that way. We tried, but it was just, I was not having it. He taught me how to roll a joint, though. He was the person who taught me how to roll a joint with grass, like actual grass outside. Yeah, I think that was like grade 9 or 10. Okay, so we still have each other on Facebook because we still ended up staying friends after anyways. He is engaged to someone, which is cute. Yeah, I haven't talked to this one in a while. So this ex is engaged. Yeah. The relationship ended fine. That one wasn't nothing bad. It was just I wasn't feeling it. I don't know if he was, but I sure wasn't. On to the next one. Key, stop you two. What the hell was his name? Fuck. My god, we literally talked like a month ago. Let's see if I can find it. Fuck. Fuckity fuck fuck. Okay. Oh my god, I forgot I still have this guy that I met in Mexico when I was on a holiday with my sister and then all of her friends. And why is it that people, like, internationally or wherever else, they make it seem like you're dating them right away or something, or that they're in love with you? Just the shit that he was saying to me was just, like, weird. So maybe it's just, like, the language, the communication, the translation didn't work well. I don't know. But he was coming on strong as fuck, to say the least. So what the fuck was his name? How bad is that? Don't even remember an ex's name. We also dated for a month. I dated most times. It was only for like a month. I don't know why. It's just what it was, I guess. Until I dated this one guy that kept going back and forth. I'm also going to social media creep him if I can even find him. But I think he has me blocked. But I also have two social medias because of my podcast. So, what in the fuck? I feel like his name started with an R. No. That was a J. No. Why can't I find him? I feel like it was just like two letters, but don't think it is that either. I have so many freaking friend requests. What the shit? No. Fucking Christ. I don't know why I can't find him, but another one. He was, I think he still is engaged and was getting married soon, I think. And I forget why I messaged him. I think I just saw it pop up on my screen because we still have each other on Facebook. I think I congratulated him or something. And I was like, I didn't realize I still had you on Facebook. And yeah, he didn't realize we did either. So there's that. Okay, let's go to another ex that I dated for, I think it was like 6 months. Oh, we still have each other on Facebook. Would you look at that? Let's see what he's up to. And Facebook shows absolutely nothing, just a lot of snowmobiling stuff and old posts. Okay. He is not in a relationship with anybody that I can see. So my feelings did not get hurt at this one. I just remember my mom always saying, like, oh, why did you and so-and-so break up? He was always so nice, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, you see the nice side that they put off. You don't see the douchebag side that they actually are behind the scenes. It was just too much ego. And yeah, and then it was like, I think I kind of fell out of, like, I didn't love the dude, liked the guy. And I just kind of, like, fell out of it. So then it just, like, that chemistry for me and that connection was gone. But nice guy, good dick, nice guy, but not my ting anymore. So let's go on to the next one. Oh yes, the one we didn't actually fully date, but we were seeing each other for like a fucking year, it felt like, or might have been at least like 6+ months, I don't know. He was the one that like messaged me. We stopped talking for like a few days or a week, and then all of a sudden he was dating this chick on Facebook, and I found out was at work, so that was super cool. And I flipped out at work. Was not good. I got talked to because I was swearing in one of the rooms, and yeah. But After that, I was like, fine. Okay, let's see if I still can find him. Oh, I can still find him. Are they still together? Him and this chick. Yep, they are still together. Lovely. I don't know why I like this guy so much. I don't even really like facial hair on guys, really. He's got a full-on fucking mustache and beard. Yeah. So this doesn't hurt my feelings at all because I could give a two fucks. I felt like once I was so hurt at this point because I liked him so much, like a lot. So when that situation happened, when I found out he was dating someone and also seeing someone else, and we were seeing each other, it hurt really, really fucking bad. So that was not fun to deal with. So let's go on to the next one. This one might hurt. This is going to be the 2-year relationship. If I can even find him on Facebook. Oh, I found him. And he's got a girlfriend. I think I seen her when I was at Taboo the 1 year. Yeah. No comments on her. I can't really see much. I can't really see much on social media because we're not friends. Probably a good thing. Oh, he works for that company. Lovely. Hopefully I don't end up working there because that would be awkward as shit. I still have like all of his siblings on Facebook, and I think maybe his mom too. Nope, I don't know his mom anymore. Oh, the one sister deleted me. I still have the youngest one. And then like the second oldest one? Yeah. So there's that. That didn't hurt at all. Thank God. I think it's because I already kind of knew what I was going to expect. So let's go into one that will probably hurt my feelings. If I can even find him, because he might have blocked me on everything. So let's dive into this one. It'd be cool if I could show it on my screen, but block out the names. But I have not figured out how to screen record with my face on there showing what's on my screen for the podcast. I guess if I was like on Teams, that software I could, but I don't know what other software there is I can use. I don't have business Teams account, so other than at work. So I can't figure that one out. Okay. So I have his really, really old Facebook that he's not active on, but we're still friends on. So that doesn't hurt anything because I can't see shit because it's old. Like, let's see. There's posts that tagged him from 2021, but I don't think he actually uses this Facebook at all in 2022. Stuff from like this past year, but nobody responded to the person. Yeah, he never responded to the person who commented. Clearly, because he doesn't use that Facebook. So let's see if I can find his real Facebook. I mean, I'm like the FBI, so I have no doubt that I won't be able to find it. Let's take a gander. His mom fucking loved me too. I miss his mom. She was so nice. Okay, so let's go on to my other social media account because I can't find him on this one. Switching to the public figure one. Okay, this should be fun. What's hurt my feelings? People. Oh, fuck. He's like, not have social media now? That's the old one. View profile. Wow. I hope he's not dead. Because that would really hurt my feelings. Because this is like the one ex that I like, will probably always love, which really, 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 really sucks. That's why I was like, prepared to feel hurt because there's just that connection that we always had and always do have whenever we hung out, which is what fucks me up every fucking time. And I know he used to listen to this podcast. I don't really think he does anymore. I think I even talked about it on one of the episodes that like we hooked up and then the next day he got back with his ex. So yeah, that hurt again. But that was like now probably 2 years ago, I think now. Haven't talked to him or seen him since. Probably a good thing. Everything on here that I see is extremely old. Like, extremely. Yeah, I don't think he has Facebook anymore. Let's see if I can find him on Instagram. Let's go that route. Oh, maybe that's why I couldn't find him. No. He's definitely not a director of any kind. I'm going to have to go on to my podcast Instagram to search. Because I think he actually blocked me on Instagram as well. So, well, shit on a stick. He might have blocked me on both. Because I can't find shit fucking all. Wasn't that a little depressing? This could not be him. Definitely not you. Well, that's gross, this person. Yeah, no idea who that is. And I don't remember his middle name. Wow. Well, that was a bust. A bust and a fucking half. I guess I could ask my friend. Let's ask my bestie to creep for me. Okay. Hey, do me a quick favor. I'm podcasting and social media creeping my exes. But I can't find insert name here. Can you look for me? Oh God, let's see if she can find it. She said, yes, what's up? So let's see if she can find him. Okay, put laughing faces. I can't find him on Facebook or Insta. And I even went on my podcast and public figure account. Damn. Okay, well, while she's getting back to me with that answer, I am going to do the segment that I've now started. It is called Am I the Asshole? And I'm going to read it. I will discuss with my thoughts. And then if you guys want to even message me, DM me, comment on whatever, give me your thoughts. Okay. I should be a mutual friend on that one. Weird. It's like he's off the grid. Weird. Oh my God. What if I Googled him and then something bad came up? It's like he has no social media anymore. Weird. So weird. Who else did I date? Let's see. I feel like I haven't really dated a bunch of people. I've just fucked quite a bit. Yeah. Oh well, fuck it. Didn't date. Oh, I forgot. I dated this guy. He had a big dick. Also had a baby mama, and I was not going to deal with that drama, which is why I ended it. Totally forgot. Okay. Oh, I think we're friends. Actually. Still says he is single and nothing has changed on his profile. Funniest fucking thing ever. Yeah, so she can't find him either. So weird. Like, who doesn't have social media? And he's like a 3 years younger than me. Huh. Okay, so we're social media creeping my other ex. One that had a kid or has a kid. Okay, funny story. I was at the park with my niece and nephew and my sisters and brother-in-laws, my mom, and we're having ice cream. And then I saw this guy kind of that I thought I recognized, and sure as shit, it was him. And I was trying to like avoid eye contact because I didn't really want to talk to him because I was like, it's gonna be awkward as shit. And then, of course, he like stumbles on over and was like, oh, hey, Serena, how are you? And I was like, oh, good, how are you? And he's like, oh, that's your sister's son. And I was like, yeah. And that's my sister's daughter over there. And blah, blah, blah. And had a little conversation. He looks pretty much exactly the same. I think he had long hair when I saw him. Oh my God, my eyebrows look fucking fire in this camera. Anyways, sorry, squirrel. Yeah, it was kind of weird. But his fucking daughter ate shit, basically. She biffed it on the playground. And I fucking laughed. My bad. I mean, it's like kids falling is kind of funny. Yeah, she was okay. She was crying because obviously she hurt herself from falling. Yeah. Okay. Next, let's see. I didn't date him. I didn't date him. Wow, I don't think I've dated. Yeah, I haven't dated anyone in so fucking long now. Wow. Of course, my cat joined the podcast episode as per usual. He always comes around. Yeah, I don't think I've dated anybody since him. How sad is that? What is with it with like the commitment issue people? Like, I mean, I don't want to date anybody in Regina unless they plan to move to Toronto or go to LA, because that's my plan. But yeah, even when I ever tried to date or was seeing someone, it was always on their end. They didn't end up wanting to date. So I was like, what the fuck, the point was that? Why was I hanging out with you for months, hooking up with you for months, and then you're like, actually, you better not. I'm gonna go date someone else. It's always like I'm the person that they are with or seeing until they meet like their wife or something. And I'm like, cool. So over that fucking shit. But I know I'm not the only person that happens to. It just fucking sucks that it happens. Time for the am I the asshole portion. Back to that. Oh my God, my cat won't get out of the fucking way. I printed off the paper so I can read it. Okay. This one is called the bedroom equalizer. Okay, I gotta take a sip of my drink. Okie dokie, let's get going. Okay. I'm just going to get right into it. My 25 female boyfriend, 28 male, likes to call me daddy in bed while we're being intimate. I've obligated to this request, but it's starting to creep me out, and I've decided I don't want it to do it anymore. He is not happy with this and insists it has nothing to do with the connotation of the word. He just simply enjoys hearing me say it. Since he wasn't budging on the issue, I told him I'd like for him to call me grandma in bed as a compromise. He didn't like this option, and he said it was giving him visuals he would prefer not to have. Like, okay, join the fucking club. Anyway, the last time we tried to be intimate, oh shit. Anyway, the last time he tried to initiate intimacy with me, I started to refer to myself as grandma in the third person. And then this is in brackets. Do you like when grandma does that? Etc. And he flew off the handle, said I ruined the mood, made him feel gross, and I was I made him feel gross, and I was being ridiculous. I think I proved my point, but he thinks I'm being an asshole. So, am I the asshole? Absolutely fucking not. He's the one being the asshole. She had a boundary. She set her fucking boundary. She doesn't like calling him daddy. I don't even like saying the word daddy because it seems fucking weird. I don't even call my own dad daddy. Just like the word daddy now is always so sexualized that it just like disturbs me. Like, why would I want to call the person I'm fucking daddy? Like, no, I don't want to have your kids. I don't want kids. And I don't want to think that you're my dad. That's fucking weird. Like, no, stop it. Stop it with fucking daddy shit. Unless you're going to have children, unless you have kids with that chick, fucking knock it off. Knock it fucking off. I would do the same thing as she would. Be like, oh, call me grandma in bed. Yeah. You don't think you want that? La, 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 la. I can't fucking talk because I'm so rattled. Like, you think her saying, call me grandma, is disturbing? Maybe she thinks the exact same way about you having to have her call you daddy. That's exactly what it is. So, guess what? You're not the asshole, girl. He's the fucking asshole. And that is that. That is that little segment of Am I the Asshole? I have decided, I think I might do like a sex education little series on here because everybody fucking knows that sex education is next to nothing here. Well, anywhere. Canada, States, nothing. You get like a little health class. And you get to know a little bit of the STDs. And you say, don't have sex, you're gonna die, like fucking Mean Girls. And that teaches people nothing. Yeah, you can give them that like in Christian ethics, that baby that's like a real baby, but not that. Yeah, that tells you like to get ready if you're gonna have a child, but like that's not anything to do with the actual situation of having sex, what can happen, what you can get and receive, and if you are having sex, what to do, where to touch, where to look, what to lick, what to flick, you know, what to rub, and yeah. And what to slap. And nobody learns anything about that in school at all, whatsoever. I've always wanted to go to like a sex therapist because of my whole like orgasm situation, but I know it's a whole mindset thing, so that's whatever. But I feel like I need to do this little sex education series on here because I know so many, even little boys and full grown men don't know anything even about periods. They think we have a period for a day. And then I was watching this TikTok about this girl going around asking how, all these guys, how many tampons does a girl use or woman use while on their period? The one guy said One. A period can last like 4 to 7, maybe even 8 days. I had one that lasted 9 days long ago when I didn't have birth control. One tampon, you can get fucking toxic shock if you have a tampon in for more than like 8 hours. You want that sucker in and out and take that shit out way before. I know people can leave it in longer, like they'll leave it in for overnight or whatever. But like, I think it's 24 hours for sure. You don't want to leave that sucker in there. I remember when I was hanging out with this one guy that we had a thing. He told me about this one disgusting story that he was going down on this one chick and it smelled like fucking death. And then he saw this little string and he like told her to stay still and he pulled it out and it was a tampon that was fully black that she had like put in when she went on vacation or something. So then he was like, clearly she cheated on me because why would that be lodged up there so far? So that's disgusting. But like that chick could have died depending on how long that thing was in her. She had no idea. No idea. And her vag smelled like a fucking zombie. Like, gross. And also, discussing the scent of vaginas, they're not going to smell like a fucking flower or a starburst. It's not what it is. They can smell bad. Yes, that's usually when the pH level is off or they got a little situation happening, which actually needs medical attention. And usually the pH can be off because if they're fucking someone, that guy's bacteria and little juices fucks up the girl's pH. Think about that, guys, when you're like, oh, she doesn't smell that great. Well, guess what? Were you fucking her? Was somebody else fucking her? Well, guess what? Those little bacterias all up in there are affecting her pH levels, and that's why it does not smell so fucking dandy and great. Then there's a normal smell. I know what I smell like because fucking guys go down on me and then they kiss me. It's like, I don't like that. Why would I like the way I smell? I don't. But guys are all for it, right? But everybody has their own little thing. And a lot of guys are like, they love it all. But then there's the guys that are all disgusted. I have a friend who is grossed out by going down on girls, so he doesn't. Grow the fuck up. Because guess what? You're going to meet a girl. She's not going to go down on you unless you go down on her. That'll be fair. A little give and take, right? A little give and take. Anyways, that's my little rant and spiel that I'm going to start a sex education little series on the podcast. It could be from finding the G-spot, periods, anything like that. Choking, slapping, BDSM, toys, anything you could think of, I plan to talk about. And who knows, maybe I'll have somebody else on the podcast talking about it with me. So, you know what? Cheers to you all. Happy fucking Wednesday. And make sure you tune in a week and a half because you never know what tea's about to be spilled next. Bye, bitches.